You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. Did you have fun yesterday? Some people say you're not supposed to have fun. It's a day to remember, the founding. Come on, have some fun. I had to say semi-quincentennial several times before I got it right. I was thinking that it was a half century ago that we celebrated, you know, the fire plugs, red, white, and blue. That's good. It was a good symbol. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere. Because you're with the music of the stars and you get it. We'd hang out today here on the air. July the 5th. We're on the air until high noon central on the Civic Media Radio Network. Music of the Stars. What's the first funny spoof of disaster movies you can remember? Oh, I know what you're going to say. Airplane. Good choice. 1980. 4 years earlier, though, there was one that seems to be forgotten. It's one of my favorites. I saw it several times. Joe Bologna, Stockard Channing, and a whole bunch of TV actors, the big bus. Thank you. David Shire wrote that.
Touch the sky, though we may try. So while we're here, let's give our all, release the dreams inside us and set them free. Oh, while we're here, let's leave a mark. There's a candle in the dark. It's here to guide.
Maureen McGovern, 1974. Music from movies. Towering Inferno. Joel Hirshhorn wrote that. Clint Eastwood loved this so much he put it in his movie, A Disc Jockey's Nightmare. Mel Torme. Picture Play Misty for me.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun ever. I saw
the directorial debut of a legit movie legend, a man with two Academy Awards for directing. He also happens to be one of the biggest stars in the history of Hollywood, and he leads the cast here. One more thing. He is today celebrating his 96th birthday. From Universal in 1971, this is Clint Eastwood's Play Misty for Me. Eastwood turned 41 in 1971. Over the previous decade, he established the persona that still largely defines his career, the Western hero. It originated through his practical approach on the TV series Rawhide and then exploded into his mythical characterization as the man with no name in director Sergio Leone's Dollars trilogy of spaghetti westerns. But as the saying goes, what Clint Eastwood really wanted to do was direct, and the story he wanted to adapt was not a Western. It was a thriller his friend Joe Himes had written about a radio DJ with commitment issues who gets involved with a fan with sanity issues. Eastwood plays the DJ, hosting a late-night radio show in Monterey, California. He and his girlfriend are on a break, so he has a one-night stand with a fan who calls in every night requesting the jazz standard Misty. Turns out, no surprise, the encounter means a great deal more to the fan than it does to the DJ, and she expresses her feelings in increasingly menacing ways. That fan is played with intensely focused abandon by Jessica Walter, who many of you know from her brilliant work throughout the early 2000s in groundbreaking comedies like Arrested Development and her voice work on the TV series Archer.
Thank you.
the music of Mantovani and Ewan McCall's classic from 1971. The first time ever I saw your face. Get another song that's similar to that from Out of the Past, Robert Mitchum. And here's Jessica Walter herself.
Oh, Bill, why can't you behave?
Promises, promises.
Oh, why can't you behave?
Forget it, will you?
How in heck can you be jealous when you know, baby, I'm your slave?
This time I mean it. Goodbye.
I'm just mad for you, and I'll always be, but naturally. If a custom tailored vet asked me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Madman known as Mac, who is planning to attack. If his mad attack means a Cadillac, okay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks. But his checks, I feel, mean that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris Plutocrat wants to give my cheek a pat. If a Harris pat means a Paris hat, baby. Sweet to Jean Fidel, darling, in my fashion. Oui, je suis to Jean Fidel, darling, in my way.
Jessica Walter. This is from Out of the Past. 1947, film noir par excellence. A forgotten theme song. The first time I saw you.
Thank you. Dorothy Lamour has a song that should appeal to Charlie or to anyone else. Dorothy Lamour sings the new hit tune, The First Time I Saw You.
The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone. As I stood before you, my heart seemed to dance, and I prayed you would call me your own. When I look in your eyes, I am thrilled to the sky, and I feel like a queen on a throne. The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone.
Dorothy Lamour. Jimmy Lunsford released that on Christmas Eve, 1955. Great theme from Out of the Past. Great movie. you never finish seeing it without being affected in some way. Bob Mitchum and one of the greatest screen villains of all time. Tell you about that in a bit. Here's the theme from RKO Radio Studios. Out of the Pass. The tune was written in 1937. And RKO chooses 10 years later for the Mitchum and Jane Greer vehicle, Out of the Pass. Here's a couple of cues and a couple of scenes from that picture.
These are on me, Tommy.
This is an old friend of mine, Jeff Martin. He wants to ask you something.
Which one of you is Eunice Leonard?
Me.
May I ask you a few questions?
Come on, Tommy, it's time.
You work for Catherine Moffat?
Not anymore. She's gone. She got pushed around. I wouldn't have stayed myself, only she got sick being vaccinated.
How come you're asking?
I want to find her.
You want to find her for that man?
No, for myself. Where'd she go?
Maybe I oughtn't to tell nothing.
Maybe more harm had come to her if you didn't.
Is she in harm now?
I don't know. She disappeared.
Al, this is a coincidence.
Yes, it is. American music.
No, I've been here for 2 nights.
Thank you.
No, just waiting.
I haven't been lonely. Bourbon?
As you suggested.
Thank you, sir.
I've been sitting here for 3 hours. I thought the guy was going to break out with Melancholy Baby.
You know, you're a curious man.
You're going to make every guy you meet a little bit curious.
It's not what I mean. You don't ask questions. You don't even ask me what my name is.
All right, what's your name?
Kathy.
I like it.
Or where I come from?
I'm thinking about where we're going.
Don't you like it in here?
I'm just not ready to settle down.
Shall I take you somewhere else?
You're going to find it very easy to take me anywhere.
You know, I'm a much better guy than Jose Rodriguez. Want to try me? When are you taking me back?
Mm-hmm.
Now yours.
No, Joe, please, it's all right.
Oh, come
Joe,
on.
Oh, no, Mr. Hardchester, my
hair. Hush! That'll dry your hair.
A couple of scenes are from Out of the Past. Jane Greer, Robert Mitchum. Bob Mitchum was quite a singer, you know.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true? I get a kick out of you. Some cats, they goof on cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's plain to see you obviously don't adore me. Some get a kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick, ooh, what a charge. I get a boot, you give me a thrill. I get a kick out of you.
Bob Mitchum.
You see, I told you that end would hang.
Tribute to a forgotten song. Let's do more of that today. Songs that fell into the cracks of history.
These are on me.
This is an old friend of mine, Jeff Martin. He wants to ask you something.
This lady had the hit with First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. Roberta Flack.
The first time ever I saw thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the dark and the endless skies. And the first time ever I kissed the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a cat. At my first time ever I lay with you. I felt your heart so close to mine.
Music of the Star. Ewan McCall wrote that. Thank you. Nicola Mantovani. You know, despite the title, he's a Britisher. Music from out of the past. Robert Mitchum. Jane Greer. Kirk Douglas. Charlie Barnett. Music of the Stars.
Every night, and I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, drift off into this beautiful recurring dream, pray the Lord my soul to take. Something I've come to look forward to with a sense of wonder and delight. This dream I keep dreaming each and every night. I don't know what it means. Maybe you can tell me. Or if it means anything, maybe you can tell me. But it's different from normal. Like no other dream I've ever had. Maybe you can tell me. What happens is this soft, pulsating music comes creeping over the lavender edges that rim the distance. There it is. A distance that seems to stretch out forever. And there, far off, somewhere, the shape of something begins imperceptibly to take form.
Who is it?
The question has become part of the ritual. Almost as if the dreamscape itself is asking. Then a wind, whispering quiet, curls itself around the stranger who's now becoming everyone I've ever known.
You know me.
You know who I mean? What's his name? Always on the tip of your tongue. Anyway, it's someone mysterious who looks so familiar it hurts. You get the feeling you've known whoever it is for as long as who can remember. There he is, moving closer to where you are in the crowd that has suddenly gathered, made itself comfortable in a vast camaraderie, shoulder to shoulder. Hey, what's happening? Nose to the grindstone as he,
whoever he is,
comes closer and closer through the lavender glow that's beginning to brighten.
This is from Les Mis, and I'd like to do it for you and for the audience of your love network, but particularly to the home folk in Vegas, and for my lady and for little Sam and Big Mama.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. I slept a summer by her side. She filled my days with endless wonder. I took her childhood in my stride, and I was gone when autumn came. But there are dreams that cannot be. and there are storms we cannot weather. So different now from what it seems. But life has killed the dream I
Junior. Yeah, Sam.
Was that all right, Jer?
You bet, Sam. Was it all right? Sammy, we love you.
See you next year, Jerry. I think
I'll see you. That was Sammy in the last year of his life. Music from Les Miserables, 1989. The music of the stars on till high noon Central Time. Stick around. A lot of stuff yet to come on this day after the day before.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.